ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति सा पतांतिकम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। मुखं करोति वाचालं पङ्कुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपा तमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनदारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। शृण्वतं स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनं हृदयं तस्तु हि अभद्राणि विदुनोति सुहृत्सदा। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नयति।
हरे कृष्ण रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम फोर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 31। The title of the chapter is Narada Instructs the Prachetas. Narada Instructs the Prachetas. Text number 17. Yata Nabhasi Abhra
यतानवसि अभ्रतम प्रकाश
परे ब्रह्मणि सत्यस्य तोमो
परे ब्रह्म
The Vedanta Sutra confirms Janmadi Asya Yataha, the creation, maintenance and dissolution of this cosmic manifestation are due to the existence of the Supreme Lord. Nonetheless, the Lord is unaffected by all these changes in the material elements. This is indicated by the word pravaha, emanation. The sun always shines brilliantly and is not affected by clouds or darkness. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always present in His spiritual energy and is not affected by the material emanations. Brahma Samhita 5.1 confirms Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anavira Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the Supreme Godhead. He has an eternal blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin. He is the prime cause of all causes. Although He is the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, He is still Parama, transcendental, and His form is Satchitananda, eternal spiritual bliss. Krishna is the shelter of everything and is the verdict of all scriptures. Krishna is the remote cause and the material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that understanding Prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples on the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. Material nature is the immediate cause of the cosmic manifestation, but the original cause is Narayana, Krishna. Sometimes people think that the cause of an earthen pot is the earth. We see on the potter's wheel a sufficient amount of earth to produce many pots. And although unintelligent men will say that the earth on the wheel is the cause of the pot, those who are actually advanced will find the original cause is the potter who supplies the earth and moves the wheel. Material nature may be a helping factor in the creation of this cosmic manifestation, but it is not the ultimate cause. In Bhagavad Gita 9.10, the Lord therefore says, Maya Dakshena Prakriti Suryate Sacharacharam. The material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and producing all moving and non-unmoving things. The Supreme Lord casts His glance over the material energy and His glance agitates the three modes of nature. Creation then takes place. The conclusion is that nature is not the cause of material manifestation. The Supreme Lord is the cause of all causes. So here we are continuing the conversation or the instruction given by Narada Muni to Prachetas. So, Prachetas, they are kind of, they are the pastime, they are finishing their pastime and they have just gone to the forest. And now Narada Muni is coming and giving the crux of everything. Already they have heard from Lord Shiva, they heard from all the great devotees, but Narada Muni is giving a conclusion of everything so that they can completely perfect themselves and then go back to the spiritual world. So here in this section we are reading about the material nature, how the material nature and the Supreme Lord is the controller of the material nature. The material world, most of the time people concern themselves with the material nature only. They go to the some forest, they go to the hills, they go to the mountains, and then they appreciate the mountains so much. But the problem is, like, we are also not, we are not against the mountain, or we are not against the hills, or the different nature's manifestation, we are not against that. But what we should do is, we should be intelligent enough, yes, this is very wonderful, but behind this wonderful thing, there is a person. That is what they have to do. Sometimes the materialistic people, they have failed to understand. They think the nature is everything. Yes, nature is something, but behind the nature, beyond the nature, there is a controller. So that point is always missed. There is a nice story. Once in London there was the carriages sometimes driven by horses. This is going back about 100 years ago. So at that time there was one gentleman, was one old man sitting, and then opposite to him there was a young man sitting on that the chair, the horse ridden carriage. And the young man was looking at the old man. The old man was holding something and he was murmuring something. So he was asking, "What are you doing?" So he's saying, "This is rosary beads. Rosary beads. What are you doing?" "I'm just chanting the names of God." So the young man, who is obviously a science student, he got a little bit intrigued. "What's this? We have made tremendous advancement in science and we have made so much this thing, and still you believe in God? You are still talking about God and you are praying to God? Science has made tremendous advancement. Science has proved that the God does not exist." So he keeps on giving his verdict, and then he keeps on advising him, like, "This is no, it's very, 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 very backward type of this thing," and he's preaching to that person. And they say, "No, I'm a science student. I have a lot of material with me. I can send it to you. I am a science student. I have a lot of material. I can send it to you. Please give your details, your visiting card or something. Then I can send you." So the person also was listening all these things. "Okay, I will give you the card." And then he gave the card. When the student looked at the card, he was shocked actually. What was it? Something wrong with the card. But the card says, "This is a Dr. Louis Pasteur." This is a Dr. Louis Pasteur. He is one of the greatest of the scientists of that era. So he was a big scientist. Okay, he achieved so many things. And also he had a he believed in God and he had faith in God, and he had the audacity, "Yes, I'm chanting the names of God." He had so much faith. So this is the most of the time, you know, like our situation in the material world is like that only. Most of the time, people have, they know everything is wonderful, all this nature is controlling everything, but they fail to understand beyond the nature there is something. That is that aspect they try to, they don't try to understand that at all. So we can see, so nature is the cause, we are also not denying that, yes, but nature is the immediate cause. Nature is not the ultimate cause. So this we have to understand. Gita, Bhagavad Gita says in the 7th chapter, in the 14th chapter, he says, "Sarvayonishu kauteya murtayah sambhavantiyah tasam brahma mahatyonir aham bija pradapitah." It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and I am the seed-giving father. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, "Tasam brahma mahat yonir aham bija pradapita." So I am the pita, I am the seed giving father, and because Krishna is giving the seed, because of that everything is happening. It's not just like a material nature by itself can conduct herself. Krishna says also in the later sections in the Bhagavad Gita, "Maya adakshena prakriti suyate prabhashina." Prabhupada quotes that sloka. "Maya adakshena prakriti. Maya adakshena prakriti suyate saracharam hetu nanena kauteya jagatvi parivartate." So we can understand, Krishna says, all the acharyas are saying, because this is this jagat, this is like a coming from the Supreme Lord. Also Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, "Matav parataram nanya kinchi dasti dananjaya mai sarva idam proktam sutre manigana iva." O conqueror of wealth, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. Pearls are strung on a thread is a very nice example. Srila Prabhupada quotes this many times. This the whole thing, the necklace or whatever, looks very nice. Because like we also see, like God has so many nice ornaments wearing. So all these things are very wonderful, but the bottom, this thing is, the underlying principle is a thread. Thread is connecting all the pearls. The same way, we see the wonderful things in the material world, nothing wrong in that. But we should be intelligent enough to see what is the governing principle. Because the thread and Krishna is saying sutre manigana iva. So how the sutra, the thread is sustaining everything, the same way the Lord is sustaining everything in the material world and the spiritual world. Everything is, this is what, if we have that understanding, then everything becomes perfect. Actually, we are not against the science, or we are not against scientists. No, we are not against. We also use the technology. We use this technology, we use this technology, we use this technology. Everything we also use. We are not against the technology, we are not against the scientists. But what we are against is the fact that we just use only that superficial understanding. Yes, it is there. But beyond this, there is a person, there is a controller who is there, who is controlling everything. If we can, if we don't understand that, then that is not the right thing. Actually, the material world is created for a purpose. The purpose being, we come here, we try to exercise our free will. Yes, I want to enjoy separately from the Lord. We try to exercise that free will here in the material world. And the material world is designed in such a way that it will give frustration. If we, somebody expects the material world, everything should go right, everything will go in a perfect way. No, it will not go. That is the nature. The nature of the material world is like that only. We can't just change that. That's why Krishna says, this place is dukkhalayam asaswatam. It is a place of misery and it is of temporary nature. So it is only ordained. Why it is made like that? So that we can come here and we can try. We can try only. And we can try to exercise our free will and try to get some enjoyment. But we will be frustrated. But, so the frustrated person, what he will do? He will try to find out, oh, okay, this is not the right place for me. The right place for me is something somewhere else. So how should I go? And how should I find out? And then all this query, atato brahma jignasa, everything starts from there only. So this is what we, as a devotee, is what we are seeing. We don't just only see the nature, we see beyond nature. Behind nature, who is there? So not naturally, the question arises, it's nature. I mean, whose nature? Because when you say nature, whose nature is that? That also we have to ask. Not that only nature means a simple nature. Nature means behind nature, there is somebody. So sometimes we see wonderful gardens, we see wonderful garden, wonderful vegetation, everything we see. But it's not like the garden will not just come up one day, just sprout, the garden will come. No, somebody has to put the seeds, somebody prepare the soil and put the seeds, put water, and then it will grow. And the sunshine, everything is provided by the Lord. So then we can understand that. The same way we have a Srila Prabhupada gives this nice example of the pot and the potter. The potter and the earth. There is an earth is always there and the potter is sitting there. So even though the earth is there, automatically the pots are not being created. You have to put the earth and then there is a wheel and somebody has to move the wheel. Then only the pots are made. Same way, the material world, everything is happening by the Supreme Lord. He is the cause of all causes. That's why Srila Prabhupada quotes this here. Sarva Karana Karana. Krishna is the Sarva Karana Karana. Sarva Karana Karana means he is the cause of all causes. And he is the ultimate cause. Sometimes we see only the immediate cause. Immediate cause we see, and the ultimate cause is Krishna. So this is what, when we say prakriti, when the prakriti means is control. Prakriti means control, and when you talk about control, and there is a controller, obviously there is a control, then controller is also there. So we see sometimes, you know, like people appreciate the paintings, like for example, there is a nice painting, rose painting, you appreciate so much. And also, if a rose made out of paper, we also appreciate. We appreciate so much. But when the actual rose, when the rose is produced in the plant, it is not just like it's not painting, it is not paper, it has a fragrance, it is a real rose, everything is, it's very, very pleasing. But when it comes, when the rose comes, they think, oh, it's automatically coming in the tree. For a painting, somebody has to sit and make everything. For a paper rose also, to make paper rose, somebody has to spend some time. But when it comes to the actual rose, they think, no, it is not. So this is what sometimes, our foolishness. By foolish, our thinking, we are thinking this is all automatically happening. Just will come like that. Doesn't work like that. So that is what, so we have to, here it is mentioned, the material nature is like that, material nature's way of material nature is like that, and beyond the material nature, there is a Supreme Lord, and that's what Srila Prabhupada explains also. He is the cause of all causes, although he is the supreme cause, the cause of all causes, he is still Parama. He is beyond this. That is why Krishna says in the beginning of this thing, only the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu Kam Mano Buddhi Revacha Ahankara Iti Yamme Bhinna Prakriti Ashtata. Krishna says these 8 items are my separated material energies, Krishna's energies. And then he says, then this is like, this is only the first thing, Bhinna Prakriti Ashtata. Apareyam itaspannam vidhime prakritim parambhu. This is like the next section he is saying, there is a different prakriti. This is a para prakriti, this apara prakriti. So what we are talking about, bhinna prakriti ashtaka. These 8 items are there. And then Krishna explains the next one. This is like, then the jiva bhuta mahabaho. Jiva, this is a living entity. Living entity that is separate from the material nature. This is Jivabhuta Bhavaho, Ketam Dharyate Jagat. So then the Jivabhuta is also there. And Supreme Lord is above all this. So that is why in the 4th chapter, Lord Krishna says, this is a person who understands Krishna's appearance and activities, a transcendental. So because they are transcendental, divyam. It's not, even though Krishna created this material world, even though Krishna is the cause of all causes, but he is still aloof. He's created the material world, but he is not part of the material world. This is like when actually Radha Krishna has his connection to this material world is like even though he says I am the seed giving father, but he's just glance only. When Mahavishnu glances on the material nature and the material nature gets agitated, and then all the living entities are created. It's not like the connection with the Lord is just a glance only. That glance is called Shambhu. That is Brahma Samhita explains that. So this is the way, if we understand this, yes, the Lord is there, the material nature is there, and the connection between the Lord, then we will use everything perfectly. Then you use all the things given to us by material nature in the service of the Lord. That becomes complete devotional service. So that is why we have to know the technique of using. That's called Yukta Vairagya. So many things are given to us. So many facilities are given. So these facilities, if we can use in the service of the Lord, then it becomes spiritual. And if we use it our own sense gratification, then it becomes material. So Chaitanya Charitamrita discusses what is the difference between the Kama and Prema. Kama and Prema. Kama is lust. Prema is love. Kama is lust, prema is love. So what is the difference between kama and prema? Atma indriya preeti vancha kama. Atma indriya, my own sense gratification, then it becomes kama, lust. But Krishna indriya preeti is called prema. Because indriya preeti you cannot avoid. Indriya preeti has to happen. Because we have a body, we have senses. The senses have to be satisfied. There is nothing, no second argument on that. Yes, we have to. Body is there, the senses are there. Senses have to be satisfied. So, but if you just try to satisfy only our senses, then it becomes lust. But if we satisfy Krishna's senses, then it becomes love. And then when Krishna's senses are satisfied, automatically our senses are also satisfied. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Because when Krishna is satisfied, our satisfaction automatically comes Krishna's satisfaction. So that's it. If we understand that, then the material nature will not create any problem for us. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, this is like the material nature, is like a dhaivi heshu gunamai. Mama Maya Dhuratyaya Mameva Ye Prabhadhyante Maya Metam Karantite. This material nature is very, very difficult to overcome. No doubt about that. Yes, it is very difficult. But if somebody surrenders to Krishna or try to understand Krishna and in the relationship, who am I and what is my relationship with God and how to re-establish the relationship, if that person understands that, then the material nature will not create any disturbance to the person. Because he understands everything in the proper perspective. Actually, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, Lord Krishna, because of his affection to the living entity, because he has surrendered to him, he orders the material nature not to disturb this person. Krishna says that, no, don't bother him. Then the material nature does not bother him. Otherwise the material nature will propose so many things will be bombarded, like it will be given all this. But if somebody surrenders to Krishna, then Krishna becomes out of compassion to that surrendered soul. Krishna says, oh, enough is enough. Don't bother this person anymore because he is trying to surrender to me and why are you trying to give him some hard time? So then the material nature, let him loose, let loose. So then the material nature will not harm that person. So that is what we have to somehow learn this. The fact that we have come to the material world, how we can learn to surrender to Krishna. Surrender to Krishna, how we can start performing activities in the service of the Lord. That is why surrender means. Surrender means anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjana, rakshishyati iti viswaso, gotrutve varnantata, atmanikshepa starpanya, sadvidi saranagati. Saranagati means it's a starting place like that. It's not like one morning I woke up and immediately I surrendered to Krishna. It doesn't work like that. Because surrender means it is a process, yes. First start accepting things favorable to Krishna and favorable to devotional service and give up things which are unfavorable to devotional service. And rakshishyati viswasa, we have to have a firm conviction, Krishna is the protector, Krishna is my maintainer. Then all these things, then surrender will come. So this way we can understand who we are and then what is our relationship with God and then how we can re-establish that relationship. So here Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, understanding prakriti or nature to be the cause of everything is like understanding the nipples or the neck of a goat to be the cause of milk. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada in another purport says, sometimes in the rice bag, the scorpions will be coming out. When the scorpions are coming out of the rice bag, sometimes the rice is giving birth to scorpions. Rice is not going to give birth to the scorpion because already the scorpion, whatever the eggs are laid, and then the scorpion is coming. The same way, we have to understand all these things are working. The sun is there, the moon is there, all the climate is there, everything is changing wonderfully. It's not like not in auto mode. Sometimes people say it's all in automatic mode. Automatic mode is not automatic mode, it is beyond that there is a controller. There is a controller who is controlling. Because this is like a Brahma Samhita says, the sun is mounting the way on the order of Krishna. Lord has ordered, Chakshureshu Samhita Sakala Grahana. So he is, by his order it's happening. There is a nice, a story of Isaac Newton. Isaac Newton was a kind of a theistic type of person. So Isaac Newton, he made one model of the universe. He made a model of the universe. His friends were more like an atheistic type of people. And they didn't have much appreciation of God or how these things are working. So he made one model of the universe and then he kept on his table. So when the friends came, they saw this model is wonderful. How did you make this model? So what? Very nice. Isaac Newton, I just came in, this model was sitting on my table. So the friends were saying, oh, you should be kidding. How it is possible? Just this model is so nice, very, very intricate, very meticulously done. It cannot be just by chance. No, I said, no, not like that. It's just like that. It's lying there. So then he started saying, no, look, this small model, making this small model, you don't believe that it has happened or just by chance. But you dare to believe that the whole cosmic manifestation, the whole galaxies and the whole planetary system, everything is by chance. So then he was making a point that it's all behind all these things, there is a person. There is a person, there is a controller. So if you can understand that, then everything becomes perfect. So there is nothing wrong in that scientist. There is nothing wrong. Yes, they produce many things. But when they produce things, the raw material is given by whom? That is what we have to ask. When Srila Prabhupada was asked, you are making something, there is one person came, like a glass merchant. He came, I am making this thing. But who is giving you the raw material? The seed of everything is given by Brahma. So that is why we have to understand, we have to acknowledge the fact that it is given by the God and then try to use that in the service of the God. Then it becomes perfect. Then the situation becomes perfect. There is nothing like, Lord is not saying that you don't use anything, don't touch anything. No, not like that. Whatever is given with a purpose. The purpose being how we can utilize that in the service of the Lord. Then it becomes Yuktavairagya. we are not the people now, we just reject things, reject, 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 oh this is material, this is material, this is material. No, we don't want to reject things, but we want to understand how this particular thing is related with Krishna. How we can use this thing in the service of the Lord, then the usage, the utility becomes useful, the utility becomes meaningful. Otherwise, we will use everything for our own self-gratification. That is kanda. We use everything for our self-gratification. That is not a good proposition. Instead, yes, these things are given to me for a purpose. I will use that in that purpose. So that way, that is a real use. It's a yukta vairagya, perfect utilization of the things. So here, we have a finite intelligence. Our intelligence is very limited. The people who went to the moon, they landed in the moon, and after that they made a statement, we have landed here, we could not see God. So as if like God is there, because see, their problem is they have a limited brain, and then they see that God, we can't, I'm not able to see God. If somebody comes to the place, the desert, and then see nobody is around, so they make a statement that the whole place is empty. So the place where they might have landed, there is nobody there. It doesn't mean that the whole place is empty. So this is what they make these statements like that. But if you understand, if you go through the right person, right source, then you can understand. Because if you want to understand, go to the person and then go to the proper authority is needed. Then we will be able to understand how things are working and what are all the behind all these things, who is there. So this we can understand. So, Srila Prabhupada concludes here in this, purport, material nature may be helping factor in the creation of this cosmic manifestation. Yeah, that is the material nature is helping, but it is not the ultimate cause. The ultimate cause is not material nature. Ultimate cause is the Supreme Lord. And Lord Krishna says that in the Bhagavad Gita, per verse quoted by Srila Prabhupada, Maya Adakshina Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetu Nanena Kauteya Jagatvi Parivartate. So Prabhupada says here, the translation, this material nature, which is one of my energies, is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, producing all moving and non-moving things. Under its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. So this is the Prabhupada says in the purport, it is clearly stated here that the Supreme Lord, although aloof from all the activities of the material world, remains the director. The Supreme Lord is the supreme will and background of this material manifestation, but the management is being conducted by material nature. Management of the whole thing is conducted by material nature. So, adakshena. Adakshena means Lord Krishna orders the material nature. You conduct yourself in a particular way. So, that is what the material nature conducts us according to the desires of the Lord. So, this is this way it is ordained by the Lord. But if we understand that relationship with the material nature, ourselves, and also Supreme Lord, then we will be able to put into the proper use of this material nature, proper use of the facilities which are given to us. So that's why, so it's in our devotional line, is we are also performing activities. The outside people, they are also performing activities. They are also going to outside and they are getting things done. But only difference is in the consciousness. The consciousness is, yes, I am born in the material world and I have to perform activities, but I will perform activities in such a way that this activity becomes a devotional activity which is pleasing to the Lord, understanding the position of the Lord and acknowledging the fact that Lord has given everything, so that we try to use them in His service, so that becomes perfect. The person who ignores that then becomes karma bandhan. Third chapter, Krishna says, Yajhyata karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana. Tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samacha. Because the work done as a sacrifice Lord Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise work causes bondage in this material world. This is the problem. Because we perform work in this material world, it creates bondage. You do one activity and then you get some result and reaction. Perform activity, you get reaction. But if you perform activities for the pleasure of the Lord, that activity does not create any material bondage, material reaction. So that way, if in a life, if you keep on performing activities, only devotional activities, at the end of the life you don't have any material activities at all. So if you don't have material activities, you don't have to take birth in the material world again. Then you can go back to God. Until the time, even if you have a small desire, little bit desire that, I want to check it out here. So you have to come back here and then finish your this thing. And then go through this punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janani, jatare sayanam. This is like again take birth, come and take birth. This cycle will continue. So that's why in the material nature is the opportunity for us to understand, yes, we have come here, somehow we have to perfect our life, understanding all the facilities given to us and all the mercy of the Lord, try to use them in the service of the Lord, then our life becomes perfect. I'll stop here. If there is any questions, sir. Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
The translation of the verse is mentioned how this modes of nature is compared to the sun, the illumination.
Yes.
Cover clouds and darkness.
I'm trying to
understand intelligently
more
to material nature, like illumination.
Yeah. Once again. Yeah. In the translation, Srila Prabhupada says this: in the sky there are clouds, sometimes there is darkness, sometimes there is illumination. The appearance of these take place consecutively. Similarly, in the Supreme Absolute, the mode of passion, darkness and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Yes. Yeah, because this the material nature is working under the three modes of material. Like Srila Prabhupada says in the last section, the Supreme Lord casts his glance over the material energy and his glance agitates the three modes of the nature. Creation takes place. So that is why, how the creation takes place is because of the glance of the Lord, and then the agitates the three modes of material nature. Yes, but here when we see the sun, sometimes, you know, like the sun, we don't have the vision of the sun. The cloud is covering. Actually, cloud is not covering the sun. Cloud is covering our vision. Sometimes the people think, no, this is like sun is gone. Sun is not gone. Sun is there. Sun is very much there. Even in the evening or even the night, sun is there. But not, it is our vision is covered. Right? Because most of the time we think, you know, when the sun is finished, the sun is not finished, but our vision is finished. Our vision is imperfect. Because this cloud does not have the capacity to cover the sun. The cloud covers our vision only. Our vision is covered. So the same way, Prabhupada says, in the Supreme Absolute, the mode of passion, darkness and goodness appear as consecutive energies. Sometimes they appear and sometimes they disappear. Because it's like even the energies also, like even in a person, the person is like a mode of passion, as a mode of passion, mode of ignorance, mode of goodness. So the person remains in this category. But that's why in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, this Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya Bhavarjuna. Arjuna was advised, you raise above these things, above these modes we have raised. Not that I want to remain in the mode of goodness only. Okay, mode of goodness is good. To some degree, it will be a situation from where you have to go to pure goodness. But it's not like a mode of goodness, it's not absolute goodness. Absolute goodness is like Vasudeva Sattva. So that type of thing, that is what pure devotion we are aspiring for. But the mode of goodness helps it. Mode of goodness, if you are, it's like a springboard, like from there you can just jump it. Because mode of ignorance, very difficult from that position. Then passion is a little bit better. But mode of goodness is okay. But better is, above. That's why Krishna says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nishtraigunya. Because we want to go above, beyond this material nature. Because this material nature, the three gunas are there. The three gunas are still binding. This is like a golden chain and a silver chain, iron chain. So these chains are there, but still we are bound. But instead of preferring golden chain, we want to be without chain. That is the situation. So that's what we have to raise above this thing. So Prabhupada says here that, yeah, because this is Lord, by just a glance of the Lord, the material nature gets agitated. These three gunas are there in there. But if you want to, and Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, to raise above them so that we can become transcend to these modes of material nature. So that's my understanding of this thing. Yeah.
Yes. What is the reference for this Louis Pasteur story?
Louis Pasteur story I heard in a class, and maybe you can look in the Louis Pasteur's history, maybe in the Wikipedia somewhere you can see it. Because there is a reference there, and also in the Veda base there is a reference about the Isaac Newton's this thing also, right? Because all these people, Louis Pasteur, Isaac Newton, Bernard Shaw, these are the people that they may not be immediately, they are God conscious. They understood that there is God and there is some supreme power. They may not immediately take up to the process of devotional service, but at least they had understanding. Even Socrates and all these great people, they all had understanding. But if they, this is the whole idea, these people had understanding. And the people who had understanding, and then they gave a real credit. Because this is the thing, we are not against these people actually. What we are against is, they just completely defy God. That we should not. We have to give credit where it is due. Because God has given everything to us, and then we just want to give only the credit to the just material nature. No, material nature also important, but God has given everything. Under His order only everything happening. So we give due credit to the Lord. That is what we are doing. Acknowledging the supremacy of the Lord. Acknowledging the proprietorship of the Lord. That's it. Krishna says He is the proprietor. So we have to understand He is the proprietor. Yes. And He is the proprietor, and we are also cooperator. We are cooperator. We are cooperating with the Lord. The Lord is very merciful. Yes, He is very mercifully given this all the facilities for us to enjoy, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We are their children. Krishna is looking after us. Eko bahuna yo vidadarita. So He is doing all of that. So our duty is, yes, I will cooperate with Him. That's it. We don't have to do big circus, big things we don't have to do. We just cooperate with Him in the whole effort. He wants to take us back home, back to spiritual world. But we are stubborn. I want to hang around here only. That is our problem, I think. But if we cooperate with Him, and then our going back home, back to God, it becomes easier. And if I'm stubborn, I just want to hang around here. I want to enjoy this world only. I don't worry about spiritual world. So be it. Then we will be here for eternity. We'll be here only. And then one time will come, and then we will wake up, and then, oh yeah, this place is a horrible place. So then wake up. Then we can go back to God. So until that time, we have to hang around here. So that individual has to make a decision whether I want to hang around here and see all the gory Kali Yuga features are going to come, I want to see, or I want to go back to God and enjoy life with the Lord and engage everyone in this thing. That's the decision we have to make as individual souls. We have to make. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai.